Stein knew that this one would almost certainly be another false alarm. The delivery team left, and she spent a moment staring at the sealed container. She shook her head. "What do you think?" came a voice from over her shoulder. "Terrorist cocktail du jour?" Wildenstein ignored this. Her assistant, Richie's work was top-notch, even if his emotional development had been arrested somewhere between the third and fourth grade. "I'm going to open the container." Wildenstein broke the hazmat seals and carefully lifted out the package. "Weight? 1.2 kilo. For the record, I'm noting that all the biohazard and hazmat alarms under the hood are reading zero." Using a scoop, she took a few dozen grains of the substance and distributed them into half a dozen test tubes, sealed and racked them, then removed them from beneath the hood, passing them on to Richie. Without needing to be told, he started the usual set of chemical reagents, testing for a sweet. Wildenstein waited while he deftly did the workups. "All negative," he reported at last. "Man, what is this stuff?" Wildenstein took a second rack of samples. "Do a heat test in an oxidizing atmosphere and vent the gas to the gas analyzer." "Sure thing." Richie took another tube and, sealing it with a vented pipette which led to the gas analyzer, heated the tube slowly.